Blog Talk Radio.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote, Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware. Because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And I can tell you, it's going to get better, believe me. I'd like to welcome you to our podcast today. As you can see, I'm going with the Glitter Granny brand. And I've chosen gold as the Glitter Granny's color of the day. Get us in the spirit of Christmas. Isn't this a wonderful time of year? I'm getting so excited. And I'm sure you are too. Now for my listeners, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been to a psychic? Well, if you have, I'm sure you remember it. And I hope it was a wonderful experience for you. We all remember these encounters. My very first psychic experience was incredible. It was with Sylvia Brown, and I was fortunate enough to go to her retreat in San Jose, California, and spend a few days with her. Amazing. Changed my life, and I'm sure this interview or this podcast today will change your life. Can you imagine what it would be like to have the afterlife explained to you in a way that you could actually understand it? Do you wish you could meet someone who could tell you about afterlife frequencies and answer your questions? Have you ever met someone who has talked to dead people? Well, you're in luck today because you're going to meet two people who have done it. Have you ever heard about an amazing book called The Afterlife Frequency? We're going to talk about it today, and I think it'll be a great Christmas present for anyone you know who has suffered a loss. If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions that I've asked you, then you are in the right place. And I am January Jones, welcoming you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So now it's time, rest, relax, go get some cheese, get some crackers, sit down, and let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. He is a psychic lawyer. Yes, you heard me right. That's an amazing title, isn't it? He's an Oxford-educated attorney licensed to practice law in Florida and Washington and before the Supreme Court. He's a traveler to mystical locations, remote corners of the ancient mysteries and supernatural phenomena. He's been on the show before, and I am so pleased to welcome him back to the show and to actually get to see him in person finally. Welcome, Mark Anthony. How are you today, Mark?
I'm doing great, January. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. And I have to disagree with the introduction of you where it says she's not a young and beautiful. Yes, you are. Let me tell you something. For all the listeners, the last time I was on January's show, it was strictly audio. And when I got to see her today, it's like, wow, she's a knockout. So January, hats off.
Well, I'll tip my hat to you, darling. You know, it's as I approach 80 years, I'm kind of enjoying this renaissance of my youth transferring through middle age, old age, and now to the best part of life at all, the part where you're experienced and the part where you can pretty much say anything you want.
Well, you know, what's that old saying? A beautiful young person is an act of nature, yeah. And a beautiful older person is a work of art.
Oh, my God.
So you are, without a doubt, a work of art, both inside and out. And I appreciate that you have this forum to share ideas and concepts and things that you don't necessarily hear in the mainstream media.
Yeah, you don't. And, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit before we get into the real interview of the pandemic. And I was curious to know how it affected you. You know, in the intro, I mentioned my friend Sylvia Brown, and I was doing a little research on her today. And in 2008, before she passed in 2013, she actually predicted the pandemic. She predicted that it would happen in 2020, and what an amazing prediction. And this pandemic has just been so difficult for some. I call it the pandemic pause. Some people have struggled, and some people have come out of it better than ever. How has it worked out for you, Mark?
It definitely changed everything, because as I entered 2020, I was putting the finishing touches on the afterlife frequency. So I was getting ready to do a whole nationwide tour, but I have to back up a bit. In the last quarter of 2019, I was doing readings for several people, and I'm a psychic medium, so I communicate with spirits. And in several readings, the spirits of my clients would come through, and they all kept projecting surgical masks. And I was asking my clients, well, was that person in the medical profession? Or are you a nurse or a doctor? And they were like, no, that doesn't make any sense. And then meaning the spirits, all kept talking March 2021. Well, when March 2021 rolled around, excuse me, I started getting a flood of emails from people saying, now we know what this meant. The spirits were coming through and talking about when we had to start wearing masks in 2021. And I received several messages about COVID. It's affected me in many ways. I certainly started doing more online interviews. I have my own show now every Thursday on the Transformation Network, The Psychic and the Doc, with my co-host, Dr. Pat Basile. So people call in and I do a reading, and she's a psychologist. So they get her uplifting insights. It's been very, very, very popular. We're going into our second year now. I finished the Afterlife Frequency, and I started writing for Best Holistic Life magazine as well. So people can find out about all that by visiting my website, which is afterlifefrequency.com, just like my book. One thing that really astounded me, January, is during the lockdown, spirit started giving me other messages. And, you know, I keep track of what happens, because I call the other side, not only do I call it the afterlife frequency, but I call the spirits there the collective consciousness. And that's because spirits are connected to other spirits, connected to other spirits. And that's why, let's say I'm doing a reading for somebody and a spirit comes through and begins to give information that far exceeded the scope of anything that person knew when they were living in the material world and living in our world.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that humanity was given a glimpse of what we could do if we acted in unison, if we put our geniuses, our brain trust towards working together. It said, the pandemic was going to happen because, you know, human history is filled with one plague after the next.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about what they meant. And think about it. For 6 weeks, all of a sudden, the sky in Mumbai, India, people could see the skyline because the pollution subsided. Same thing in Beijing.
Right.
In Venice, Italy, for the first time in 400 years, dolphins were spotted. It's like nature and Mother Earth started rebounding. And then all of our medical scientists, our biologists, our brain trust were sharing information worldwide on how to come up with treatments and a vaccine. We were given a glimpse that if we stop trying to destroy each other and work together, that we have the intellect, the technology, and the ability to solve all of our problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, and then all of a sudden, you know, and I'm not going to get into the politics. We got to reopen the country. We got to do this. And there was this rush to get back when for a brief moment, we caught a glimpse of what could happen if we stopped fighting and started communicating.
This is why we're having the show today, dear. This is our message. And it's such a, I'm all about positive programming and lifting people up and getting them to think about things in a different way. And right now, we're going to think about a book that I wrote called Thou Shalt Not Wine, the 11th Commandment. We're going to hear about that, and we'll be right back with Mark Anthony.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with Mark Anthony. I'm so excited to have him on the book and his on the show, on the podcast. His book, The Afterlife Frequency, has been a game changer, as I shared with Mark before we went on the show, in my family. My husband of 52 years has been a totally supportive skeptic. And I had him read the book this week. He couldn't put it down, which was an amazing thing for him to concentrate that long on anything. And he got it. It's like, Mark, the light bulb went off. Because your explanation is a logical, scientific explanation that anyone can understand. And of course, he being an airline pilot and army helicopter pilot, he read it and it was, I have to tell you, quite frankly, it was a little miracle in our family.
Thank you. I'm honored. I'm very honored. And you know, your husband is exactly the type of, well, I wrote the book for everyone, but what I was thinking was if I were questioning this, how would I want to explain it? How would I want this explained to me? And the thing is, you know, yes, I'm a psychic medium. I was born with the ability to perceive and communicate with spirits. but it's genetic in my family because both my father and my mother had these abilities. And my mother was a commercial illustrator and artist, and my dad was, he had been a Navy SEAL, and then he was an aerospace engineer. So her dad was a real no-nonsense guy, and seeing spirits, you know, especially when he was in the military, kind of freaked him out. But he told me when I was 8 years old, I remember, and I love my dad, you know, daddy was just awesome, you know, and I remember I'm an eight-year-old, and I knew that daddy worked with astronauts. So to me, he was the coolest guy ever. We were looking at the stars, and he said that there is an explanation for everything. He said, Mark, there's no such thing as a mystery. There are only questions for which we do not yet have the answers. And if enough research, enough funding, and enough dedication goes into anything, you're going to come up with an answer. We may not figure it out right away. We may not even have the science or the technology to determine it, but eventually we will. And ultimately, it will be based on science. And so it resonated with me my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen faith and science as mutually exclusive. And traditionally, for centuries, they have been, you know, ever since Sir Isaac Newton and the Enlightenment, you know, it's like the scientists are in one corner of the boxing ring and the spiritual people of faith in the other. And, you know, it's been this constant struggle, but I've seen that within the past century, and you know, I'd say since the late 1900s, with the the late 1800s, the late 19th century, with the advent of quantum physics.
Yeah,
I think the distinction between faith and science is beginning to blur because, in many ways, they both discuss the same thing, but using different vernacular.
Yes. You know, what struck me when I was reading your book was your term, the electromagnetic soul. And that resonated with me because I sadly, many years ago, my first husband